Welcome to the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast, where entrepreneurs can come to be educated, enlightened, and empowered for success in their business pursuits. Welcome to another episode of the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast. We are excited you're here. I am your host, Danielle, and today I am joined with Darren as well. Welcome, Darren.
Hello, Danielle. Good to be with you.
Oh, we are so glad to be here together again. And we just, as we start this episode, I want to thank you for being here and remind you to please go rate and review this podcast and help us to be able to, you know, refine the message and refine the content for you and get your feedback. Your voice is what matters, and we want to be able to help you. So please go rate and review us. So Darren, today we have a fun topic to talk about. And it's one of those topics that everybody doesn't really want to hear about, doesn't want to think about, but is definitely necessary in business. So as we finish up the year, as we wrap up 2021, we want to make sure that all of our listeners are aware of the business filings that they need to be thinking about, the deadlines that they need to make sure those are in, and that we want to make sure that they don't miss anything, right?
Exactly. No, and it's as you said, Danielle, these are just kind of the gotta do it kind of aspects of business, just those government requirements, kind of checking the box, getting things done. And unfortunately, if you miss these, it can be very costly. There's penalties that can be associated with them, other things that can come. You can have some people that are unhappy with you. And so it's just one of those necessary things that needs to be done, unfortunately. And it's just, I guess, the price to play ball.
Yeah, it is for sure. And so with that, Darren, I'm going to turn the time over to you. You can go through all of those filings and let our listeners know exactly what they need to know as we end up 2021 and head into 2022.
Awesome. Thank you. So yeah, as I think about it, as business owners, there's a lot to do, and there's these darn filings that we've got to take care of. And there's kind of four that I want to go over with you today. I know there possibly could be more, but there's these four that I think everybody deals with. And so I guess disclaimer, these may not be all the ones you have to deal with, but you probably will have these, or maybe others, I guess is what I'm saying. But these four areas are going to be ones that you're going to have to deal with. And so let's just dive right into this. Number one is all your payroll tax filings. And so what we're talking about here is your Form 941, which hopefully you've already been filing that, because that is a quarterly filing. It's based upon the calendar quarter. So every calendar quarter, you know, January, February, March, your filing is due that next month. So April, and then you go, you know, April, May, June. So it's July and so forth. And so as we end the year, you've got one coming up here in January. So you got to make sure January, you have that filing done for the fourth quarter of this previous year. So that's one. Another one would be your Form 940. That's generally an annual filing. It's one that sometimes gets missed because it only happens once a year, but make sure you're taking care of that one. That's related to your federal unemployment tax. So that's another important one. And then another one that you need to make sure with this one is if you're in a state that requires you to withhold taxes from your employees, you would have possibly a state annual filing to report what you withheld on that form. Every form's a little different, and maybe every state does it just a touch different in the sense that it may be quarterly, maybe monthly. So that's one to keep in mind, is making sure that you're not just doing your federal filings, but you're also taking care of those state filings. And then the final one under this, I guess, category of payroll filings would be every year you have your requirement to issue your W-2s to not just your employees, but you also have a requirement to issue those W-2s to the federal government. And that generally those filings are needed to be done by the end of January for the previous year. And so just keep that in mind. There's the W-2 and then the transmittal form, which is form W-3, all need to go and be filed with the federal government in addition to providing copies to your employees. So those are critical filings. You don't want to miss those. Again, there's penalties associated with those if you do miss them. Just make sure you're on top of those. I guess I should say, I always recommend using a professional. If you don't want to take care of these, get someone to help you do all this for you. So critical, so important. Just use a professional to have you help. They can help you save a lot of time and headache with these filings. So those are kind of all the ones under the payroll filings. Again, 941s are quarterly. The 940 is an annual one, generally due by the end of January of the following year. And then the state filings are dependent. Every state's a little different, but most, from what I've seen, are a year-end filing, generally by the end of January of the following year to get those done. So those are the payroll filings. Okay, number two kind of ties in with this, is if you have people, contractors, independent contractors that are working with you, you also have a filing requirement for 1099s. Again, those are an annual thing, and they kind of just follow the same kind of time frame as a W-2 and W-3, making as far as January 31st. You got to make sure that you have those filings done by January 31st. There are some exceptions, but generally January 31st. I think it's a good thing. Best practice, just have them done by the end of January for that previous year. Simple way to do it. Then you're not going, okay, what's this one? What's this one? January 31st, just get them done. And so that would be the second one, any 1099s that you need to file. Number three would be your state annual report. Now, every state is a little different on this one. Again, every state thinks differently. And so this is most often the report when you register with the state, you've set up a business, they require a report, some sort of filing to say, hey, I'm still here. Here's my address. Here's who's still part of the business. And that's it. Some require you to pay a payment with this. Others don't. Some it's basically the anniversary date of when you set up your business. So that could be in the middle of the year, end of the year, middle of the month, or whatever. Others require this maybe just when you file your taxes. So again, that's another one that you don't want to miss, because they do. The penalty for this is they may just shut down your business, say it's closed. And so you don't want that to happen. That's always a headache to have to get that fixed. So that would be the third one, is your state annual report. Make sure you're taking care of that one. Number four, and everybody's absolute favorite, is your tax filings. Yay, let's cheer for tax filings. These are critical. And so let's break these down. First, you have your, if you're a partnership or an S corporation, that filing comes a little sooner than most people think. Generally falls on March 15th. Now, with all of these filings, if these deadlines fall on a Saturday or Sunday or some kind of holiday, they will bump it to the next business day. I'm saying March 15th just as a general rule, to just make it simple here. And so with this one, partnerships and S-corps, if that's you, if you have one of those types of businesses, and LLCs would fit into that partnership kind of scenario, March 15th is your due date for filing your federal tax return. Don't miss it. The penalties on this add up just drastically. So don't miss this deadline. And then if you're for your individual return, again, you have a business return and you also have your personal individual return as the owner of the business. That will be April 15th. So it's different. And that's why I think people miss this, is make sure you don't miss this and think all your filings are on your personal return due date, which is April 15th. In addition, if you so happen to set yourself up as a C corp, I don't see those very often, but if you have one of those, that deadline is also April 15th. Now you might be saying, Darren, wait a minute, can't I extend my filings? For tax return filings, yes, generally you can. And so if you're filing for partnerships, LLCs, and S-corps, you can extend that for 6 months. It gets you out to September 15th to be able to file your return. And then for individuals and C-corps, you do, again, a six-month, and that can get you out to October 15th. Now, I need to caution people with extensions. Extensions are an extension of time to file, not time to pay. That is something that a lot of people miss. Is, oh, I'll just extend it and I can pay later. True, but you will get charged penalties and interest for making a late payment. And so if taxes are due when you file your return normally, you have to pay those taxes by the due date of your return, the original due date, whether that's March 15th or April 15th, you need to make sure your taxes are paid. And that's the same with all of these filings, going back to just the payroll filings, is the filing for the form oftentimes is different for the filing of your payment. And so make sure you know those different dates that you're supposed to make payments. And the biggest one I would say is the 941 payments can be significantly different than when you file your return. Remember, that's a quarterly filing, and those 941 payments could be monthly, biweekly, 7 days after you run your payroll. It just kind of depends on your situation. So make sure you are on top of not just your filings for your forms, but making sure the payments are being filed and paid timely. We hate penalties and interest. We hate paying the government in general. Why give them more money because we messed up and didn't file timely with our payments or our forms? And so these are kind of the four areas that I see that a lot of people miss with their filings. And I'm going to add one more. Danielle. I'm going to talk about sales tax filings real quickly. That's another one that I think we need to mention, is if you're selling a product and you're collecting sales tax from your customers, you have a filing requirement, generally speaking, not just to pay, remit those taxes to your state, but also to file a report. And for the most part, I've seen, again, states are different. You need to check this stuff out. States are different. Most of the time, they're just a monthly filing. Often, if you're not selling maybe enough stuff and collecting enough taxes, it could be quarterly or annually. But more often than not, it is a monthly filing. Sometimes, so like if you're collecting for this month, you would remit the following month at some point, generally by some due date. And so just make sure you have that one too. So instead of four, there's now five filing deadlines that I think all businesses need to make sure that they understand. We don't want to miss them. They're important, kind of a pain, I get it, but very important. So don't miss them, and just make sure you're on top of these. And again, my recommendation would be, one, hire a professional to help you with these. And if you don't, you want to save the money, then I would sit down and put on your calendar reminders, things that will pop up and remind you when these things need to be done. And I do it 2 to 3 weeks before the due date. So you have that reminder just smacking you in the face until you do it. I do that with all of my clients that I do their filings for. I have reminders, put them up there so that I know and I don't miss any. Because again, penalties and interest are horrible. They'll eat your profit, and we want to keep our profit. So Danielle, those are the filings everyone more than likely is going to have to deal with as a business owner and as an entrepreneur.
Awesome. Thank you, Darren. There you go. There you have it. Everything you need to know about making sure you file on time this year. And I'm so glad you brought in the remember the sales tax, Darren, because I was going to kind of jot that in at the end as well. So great. Great. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for joining us today. And we know that these things are not always fun. Well, they have to remember and to do, but definitely one of those necessities. So make sure you set those reminders, as Darren said. As well, if you need to find out more, if you have more questions, make sure that you contact us. Direct message us on our Facebook and our Instagram page, and let us know what your questions are. Let us help you if you are not sure, you know, what professionals to go talk to or where to find the information you need to make these filings. We are definitely here to help you and want to hear those questions if you have them. Otherwise, also connect with us. Let us know how we're doing. Rate and review this podcast so that we can improve it for you. And until next time, we wish you all the success possible.